So welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Busy with the Kutztown SBDC. We're here with Steve and Taylor George. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. And you guys are the new owners of Betty's Wraps and Sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Burritos and wraps.
Burritos
no
and wraps.
No sandwiches, yeah.
So how's it been going so far?
It's going well. It's well. The town has really taken that we have taken over. Some people have no idea that we have taken over and think it's just the same restaurant, which is fine with me too. But so far, it's been going very well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And how long has it been since you guys took over?
We opened in December.
Oh, December, yeah. Yes.
December?
Yep.
Okay. So can you tell us the story a little bit about behind starting your own family shop?
Yeah, so I was traveling for work for many years. Wasn't happy in my work. Got laid off. I was home. And we saw on WFMZ that this was for sale. And me and my wife, Taylor, have been looking for many years to do something. Her family actually owned an ice cream shop for many years that we worked at when we were dating. And we always talked about doing something somewhere. And we saw the news article about Betty's and we came in here the next day, met the previous owner, and things just started rolling, and here we are, five months later. So
that's pretty awesome, because I remember seeing on like the old Instagram that it was like, after 19 years, we're closing our doors.
Yeah.
And then I actually heard through the grapevine through work that someone was buying it and going to start it back up as a Betty's again.
So yeah, as soon as the WFMZ article hit, they got nuts in here, because people came, you know, people that have gone to Kutztown for, you know, many years ago came just to get their last of Betty's. Because everybody thought it was closing, which it was. And when we, that first day we came and we started to decide, like, let's do this, you know, we kind of put the wheels in motion. We asked the previous owner and said, hey, can you, like, tell people that we're going to be buying it so people know that there is going to be a transition of ownership and everything's staying the same. And I think that was key for her selling it to us, because she knew, like, her legacy was going to kind of continue, you know. So, and we've kept the same menu. But we've added our own stuff, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's definitely really cool to hear, too, that she was excited that her name goes on after 19 years and you guys are continuing.
It was definitely a vibe thing. The minute we met her and she met us and our family, it was just like we clicked. We're friends now. We still talk to her. So I think it was a good vibe thing. Like, she knew that she was putting Betty's somewhere that kind of like her vision of what Betty's is and was is going to continue, and she was happy with that.
Right.
So it wasn't just some corporate entity coming in and trying to buy something and putting a no face to it. So
right. And it's awesome that you kept the whole branding of the place, didn't change anything really on the outside or inside beside the stickers on the tables, which I think is awesome. This is so cool. But like, people know when they drive by, it's the place with the polka dots on the side. It's on the corner. It's a great location. So I think that's awesome, and that's really cool to me. And I know you mentioned about like you and your family. So how does your family help you daily when creating products or just like small things around the shop? I know you guys got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, three kids, 9, 7, and 5. They pretty excited when we bought the place. And they've just been creating stuff at home, and they want to sell everything. You know, everything they do at home, even if it's gross or not right, they want to try and sell it. But you know, we kind of told each of them that they could pick, make something, and we'll try and sell it. And our biggest thing is the Nico Parfait, because Nico is our son, and he was adamant about his ingredients and what goes in it. And for a couple months, we were like, not that it wasn't good ingredients, but it's just, you know, we were doing other stuff. And and then finally we said, we gotta get this thing out there. And so we started, we just made it up. Taylor made it up one day, and we sold one or two, and now people are buying it. So the Nico Parfait, and he expects the commission.
Yeah, I remember seeing the Instagram of the Nico Parfait, and it was like his version of it, and it was like little things that we've
added. It's got to be specific. The girls are trying to get something also, but you know, we haven't really they're not as adamant as Nico is about his product. So,
little businessman himself in there.
Absolutely.
Asking for commissions already.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I see that. What were the ages you said they were? 9, 7?
And 5.
And 5, because I see on the Instagram all the time, they're around helping, mopping the floors.
Yeah, so Adriana is our oldest. She, you know, she's more interested in the business aspect of it, and she's here to help, and she's learning, you know, she's learning parts of it. The other two, what do you say?
They like to be the artists on, on the walls. Yes.
But yeah, they don't, they could take it or leave. Being here. The oldest enjoys being here and coming here. The other two, you know, they can care less. Except for the food. Free food, you know.
Yeah, that doesn't stink. Oh, that's funny. That's really cool, though, that they're interested in helping out. And is that something you guys would be looking eventually way down the line, passing this down?
I think so. I think so. It's the same thing with Taylor. You know, her family had the ice cream shop. And as she got older, she started working more and doing it and running it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have no problem having the kids run it one day. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. They're definitely going to be working here when they're allowed to. So.
For sure. I know my buddy back home owns his family owns like a convenience store, and some of them want nothing to do with it. They have like 4 kids, and 2 of his older sisters have already moved on and gotten like jobs in the city. The other one got married and moved and became a school teacher, and now it's like his parents are looking to retire. They bought a shore house, and it's like, all right, who's what are we doing with this?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, it's a lot of hours. We actually, so we live in New Tripoli, go to Northwestern Lee High School, and we go home and get them and then come back here, you know, to help close. And so at their age, I guess sometimes that's hard because they don't want to always come here at night. Right. But, you know, if they like it or hate it, I don't know, but eventually they're going to get used to having to do it. So
right.
Over time, maybe they'll hate it, you know?
Yeah, but, it's a family business.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So how has your business engaged with like the community to foster some loyal customer base?
I think the biggest thing when we took over was keeping what Betty's is. One, it was a lot easier for us to transition. You know, we took it turnkey. And we kept everything. We learned all the recipes, but keeping Betty's what it is, like we talked about earlier, with the color scheme and the flowers on the building and the old menu, like everything's the same, which a lot of people like, and that helps returning customers come back because they know what they're getting, you know? But that being said, we also have been adding more stuff to keep it fresh because some people, you know, after 20 years of being in business, some people want to see some changes. Right. So that's what we're doing. So we have our base and our loyal customers that come for the stuff they've been getting for 15 years, but then we're adding new stuff so we can garner some new customers, you know, to try and get in here.
Right.
And not trying off the old menu. I mean, we haven't even tried the whole old menu yet, to be honest, and because we have our favorites and it's our go-tos all the time. You know, and that's what we have, so.
Well, I didn't see that coming. Boy, was my face really great.
Delicious.
Gosh, that's swell.
Please stand by.
Please listen carefully.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the SBDC Podcast. Now, if you are a small business owner, or work at Kutztown University and would like to become a guest on the very podcast, you can contact us at azawo231@live.kutztown.edu. Again, that is azawo231@live.kutztown.edu. Now, back to the show.
What's that? What's your favorites, personally?
So, off the old menu, my favorite, and I guess yours too, right?
Yes.
Is the fresh mozzarella wrap with our tofu.
Mm-hmm.
The way we cook our tofu, if you've never had it, it's absolutely delicious.
Really?
And I've never liked tofu until we bought this place.
Really?
Never ate it, yep. I had no interest in it until we bought it, tried it, started making it, and now that's what we do, fresh mozzarella wrap with tofu.
I never think that because I'm not. I've never had tofu, and I really never think to try it.
No, you got to try it. Off the new menu is definitely the grilled cheddar bacon beef. We have our homemade Southwest in there, and it's good flavor combination. Not as healthy as the tofu, mozzarella wrap, but very delicious for sure.
One of the first times we came in here after you guys took over ownership, that was the first thing I got. So I could tell you that was really good. Definitely not as healthy as the tofu mozzarella, but it's still a good time.
Yeah, for sure. So
that's funny. Yeah, I would never think that honestly to try that, but I could tell you that I think it's awesome that you do have like specials too. Is that weekly? Kind of just new stuff you guys have decided to add.
Yeah, so the weeks fly by. We try and do specials every week. We're still running the Kutz Patty Day specials from last week just because they seem to work well. And we'll try and do specials moving forward. You know, as summer comes, we'll do summer specials, and then as like the students move back in August, do move-in specials. You know, but our biggest thing is I think we're affordable. And the affordability is a huge thing. You know, having a family, you go out to eat and it's expensive. You know, family of five. And for us, like, we want to try and keep it affordable. And some of our stuff might not be as cheap as some other stuff, but, you know, our specials are fairly cheap. And we like to keep that because some people don't want a huge meal all the time. They just want to get something quick and cheap. And that's kind of what we try and do. So we're not a fancy place, you know, as you can tell.
No, that's definitely, though, that's always what people are looking for with families, the college kids, so the university kids. I mean, we've been here 5 years that we're always looking for a deal, and especially around lunchtime, it's like you don't really want to go to the dining hall room anymore, especially when you move off campus. It's you got to grab something quick. I know we were athletes. When you're an athlete, you need something quick sometimes. You don't really want to go buy a sandwich sometimes for $15 all the time. You need there's something a little quick, a little light most of the time, and a wrap is the perfect thing for that.
Yeah.
I remember we used to get it last year a little bit, even before you guys took over, and just get little things because it was quick, it was easy, it was cheap. And now that you guys have taken over, we've been here a lot. We came actually the other day around 2:30 because we're like, it's lunchtime. We don't need something huge. We were hungover. We were like, we just need like a greasy wrap or a burrito or something. Yeah. And you closed at 2:00. And we were like, ah! We just missed it and we were so disappointed. But I mean, that's awesome too. And keeping it affordable because college kids are always looking for a bargain. And like you guys said, people with families, it gets expensive. And sometimes you just need something quick and cheap. So I think that's an awesome business model. It's something to keep it too. So along those lines, like I said, college kids are always looking for a deal. How does the university play a role in your business?
You know, so it's funny with the university. I feel like more of our customer base is the staff at the university. You know, they know they're consistent. They're here all the time. You know, with the university, you have a lot of turnover, people graduating, freshmen coming in. So, you know, I don't know what the previous ownership did to capture the university audience, the student base. I know we're definitely could cater more to the university as far as our menu goes, because like you said, we have some cheap options. We deliver to the university, we deliver to the dorm rooms, but a lot of people don't know that, you know, and that's the previous ownership wasn't very active on social media, and that's one thing we try to do is every day. You know, we run out of ideas sometimes on what to post on Instagram, but we try and just post our specials, post a picture, just so the word gets out, so people at Kutztown know that we're here and know, you know, we're pretty far, not far, but we're downtown. You know, there's a lot of places walking down from campus, but like I said, us delivering there and trying to get to the university more, just letting the students know that we're here. We did the old-fashioned flyer handout. We went up to campus. To be honest, I was up there a month ago, handing out flyers, and I felt awkward. I'm like, this creepy old guy handing out flyers, you know what I mean, on campus. Like, I'm just trying to get, you know, not everybody's on social media or looks at it or cares about it. You know, a lot of quick scrolling, and so we had 10% off coupons. I went up there and just started handing them out randomly, and got yelled at a few times. Like, oh, you're not supposed to put them here. You're not supposed to put them here. You know, there's the campus has certain places you're allowed to put stuff, and. But again, it's just I think our menu is great for college kids. you know, we don't push or cater so much to the university students because, you know, at the end of the day, we're still in a town and we have a lot of townspeople that are loyal and regular customers. So, you know, we're here. We're here for everybody, you know?
Right, right. I didn't even know that you delivered up to campus. I mean,
a lot of people don't. And we are going to be accepting Bear Bucks here in the next couple of weeks.
That's huge, yeah.
And, you know, even talking to the lady that runs the Bear Bucks, she said, you know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, we deliver to the campus. And, like, that's the biggest thing. If we can tell people that we deliver to the campus, then that could be big for us as far as the college kids go, you know.
So, right.
But again, a lot of the staff there, they know. We're a lot, and we appreciate them. We really do. We are at the camp. Our lunch delivery driver is at Kutztown campus a lot.
Right.
During the week. So we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't know that, but we've definitely seen our fair share of people up handing flyers out, sometimes for nonsense, and sometimes you find a diamond in the rough. And if I saw a 10% Betty's flyer, I'd be like, hey.
I said, I know there's... you know, a lot of our staff, actually all of our staff, is former students or students. You know, and they say there's a lot of people handing out, like, weird stuff. There's some guys that, like, chase you around handing out flyers. That might be me one of these days. So if you see me up there, see Taylor up there handing out flyers, just to give 10% off. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Sometimes the old-fashioned way works. But I've definitely seen that you guys are very active on social media, and I'm like a social media specialist. So I work with small businesses that come to us and really need full revamps of their social medias, and what you guys are doing is awesome. That's what we suggest to people, and we're like, you need to have content every day. I know it's hard. Yeah. Sometimes you don't need it every single day if you're according to your business, but it really does help, because then it's like always hammering that brand down. It's like sitting there for lunch. What are we going to eat for lunch today? Just on social media, oh, they have this today. Let's go here. And I think you guys are a perfect location for off-campus students. I know Noble Street's right there. That's where we live. Yeah. We walk up here all the time.
Yeah.
And I know we drove today because we woke up late. But
it's okay.
But we walk up here all the time. It's right there. And there's so much around right here also that it draws you to it. And like I said, it's right on the corner, the purple doors. You see it, and it's always like that brand is always in your mind.
Yeah, and to be honest, we our son gets his hair cut at City Cuts for many years now. And we come in this way from home, and I mean, she could tell you, right?
I had no idea that it was here. I would be right here at the stop sign to make a left, and I never knew this existed. I actually thought it was a boutique. And I was nervous to come in with all three kids coming into a clothing place. I was like, nope, you can't go in there.
Yeah, so that's one thing we wanted to push right away was the signage. You know, a lot of people know Betty's as Betty's, but people that don't know, the signage wasn't the greatest. And again, we passed it constantly. We had no idea it was a place to eat. We thought it was a boutique or something other than what it is. So we got the sign. Unfortunately, the previous owner, her sign came down from a tractor trailer, ripped it right off the wall.
Yeah.
So that was one of the first things we did. We put the sign back up on the building. We have the sandwich boards out on both corners now, you know, and we're going to do some upgrades outside just so people can see, like, this is food. Just, you know, just come in and eat. You know, we're going to try and put some menus outside for people walking past, you know, so they can see coming through what's in here without having to come in. Some people don't like coming in if they don't know if they're going to order. You know what I mean? Right. Myself included.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a major city and you walk past a bunch of restaurants, the menus are there. So you either like it or you don't. You might not want to walk in. So that's we do have some plans for some upgrades. It's an old building. You can only do so much, but, you know, we definitely have some plans for some upgrades.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know you said that you guys opened up in December. When was the buying process of that started?
So November, right before Thanksgiving, I think the WFMZ article came out on like November 18th or something, and they were closing right before Thanksgiving. We made the offer the week after the article came out.
Okay.
So that's when the buying process, literally a week, like during Thanksgiving, it was October.
I think it was October. It was a month.
Yeah, it was October. It was October, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, and
it was very fast.
Really?
Very, very fast.
Life took a 360.
It did, it did, yeah. So we made the offer when Rachel, the previous owner, accepted it. Then we, yeah, things started to move fast. So there's no, I'm an electrician by trade. I was a union, or I am a union electrician. I was doing a lot of traveling for work. Financial wise, like I do our finances at home and, you know, I dabble in the stock market, stuff like that. But there's no guidebook on how to run a business,
right,
and what to do. There's no, like, you know, like Pennsylvania State doesn't say, hey, this is your checklist. What, like, it's definitely trial by fire. And there was a lot of things I spent weeks just, okay, now we got to do this. Now we got to do this. Got to apply for a sales tax license. Got to apply for, you know, we formed an LLC. You know, just the licensing, the payroll for your employees, you know, just stuff like that. There's nobody tells you all that stuff.
Right.
You know, how the taxes work. Nobody tells you. It's just, you know, and then the restaurant part of it itself. So you have the business side of it and then the food part of it and the restaurant part of it, like making the stuff. And it's just, it's been a lot for sure. So, but yeah, I think we're finally getting the hang of that part of it. I think. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, you already answered my question. I was going to say, what was that transition like? So, but that seems pretty quick, honestly. Even like October, November, and opening up in December. Yeah,
very quick. For us not having any type of like business running. I mean, Taylor did the ice cream shop, you know, she worked, she did the hands-on stuff, but never the business side of it.
Right.
So that part of it has definitely been a learning curve. And I'm still learning.
Right.
You know. To be honest, we just got fined by unemployment for not filing proper time for some wages that were paid last year. It's little stuff. Like, again, but nobody tells you that stuff.
Right.
You know, it's all stuff. And again, it's just, is what it is. You just got to learn and move on.
Right.
So.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the SBDC podcast. Now, if you are a small business owner or work at Kutztown University and would like to become a guest on the very podcast, you can contact us at azawo231@live.kutztown.edu. Again, that is azawo231@live.kutztown.edu. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, I mean, we work with small businesses every day, and sometimes it takes some months or years to get off the ground. And I mean, we have consultants that are trying to tell them to do these things, and sometimes people are a little slower than others. So that's pretty impressive to hear, honestly, that you guys were able to figure it out. Because like you said, there's no real roadmap.
No.
And
no.
We offer a free service, but for a lot of people, if they want to get like counseling or something, some kind of service, it's thousands of dollars. And a lot of these small businesses to afford that. It's honestly insane.
Yeah, and that's one of the appeals to Betty's was the turnkey aspect of it. You know, we could cash flow pretty much as soon as we open the doors. So the steps to getting open and getting all the licenses and getting the food inspection and getting, you know, ServSafe and getting all that stuff, the minute we got all that, we were able to cash flow, like open the doors, because we didn't change anything in here. It was literally just a change of ownership. And I think a lot of restaurants struggle because they have they're new equipment, new stuff. So they're putting out, you know, $100,000, $200,000 before they're making a penny. Where we didn't have to put out as much, and we were able to cash flow within 2 months of putting an offer on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it is. So, and that's very helpful to our family and us and what we wanted to do. So. Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I saw that you still did make some upgrades. I saw the prep fridge is new.
Not by choice.
Yeah. After it shut down one day.
Yeah, the prep fridge, that cooked all the food inside there overnight. and our ice maker is sitting out on the sidewalk for scrap. I
saw that yesterday, yeah.
You know, that's another thing. It's you know, it's part of doing business,
right?
You know, equipment's going to fail. You know, you can maintain it all you want, but at the end of the day, stuff's going to fail, you know? So,
right.
You know, moving forward, we have a preventative maintenance plan for equipment cleaning and all that, but you can only do so much, right. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool. I like hearing that story. So you've said now you've been open about 5 months and been in the process of buying it for 6-7 months. And so that's really when you joined this Betty's brand. So far, what could you say was the most rewarding part about opening this place up and getting it started and now running it for a few months?
Being back with meeting customers, meeting new people. And that's what I loved working at the ice cream shop. You'd meet so many people all the time. Mm-hmm. There was also the locals that came back, you know, but you'd also meet other people that were traveling. And that was like the best thing about working in a restaurant setting is just meeting people. And I love it.
Definitely get all walks of life, you know, coming here, which is great. We've had a lot of, you know, people just driving through. Kutztown itself is, you know, it's a hub between major cities and other major cities. You know, mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley in this part of Berks County is definitely a middle road to a lot of things, a lot of traveling. So, you know, we have, the old ownership has had great reviews on Google, and we've thankfully have continued with great reviews. So that helps. That helps people just happen. You know, we travel a lot, or we try to. I don't know how much traveling we're going to be doing this year, but, you know, and that's the thing. You go on Google looking for a place to eat near you, usually you go with the highest review.
Yeah.
And you start looking at their menu right away. Right. So, and that's the thing. We want to, you know, foster that brand where, like, we have good reviews, affordability, but being affordable, the food still has to be good, right? Because, and we've gotten some. I think we've gotten like 5 or 6 5-star reviews since we've been open, mm-hmm. and that's huge.
That's awesome.
And that's huge for us as a small business because, as a new business, because we know we're doing something right. You know, we don't ask for the reviews, so when they come, it's kind of like, it's like, oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so.
That's really cool. And like you said, Taylor, meeting new people every day. I used to work, I was a Fudgy Wudgy man down on the beach in North Wildwood and Wildwood.
Nice.
And I sold ice cream on the beach almost every day for about 2 or 3 years. And you met so many people.
Yes.
I mean, like, people would come back to me. There's a whole explanation of how it works, where you're working, what day. But I definitely know I would go to the same streets some days, and people would come up to me while they're on vacation for that week and be like, hey, we met you the other day, and we see other people walking by, but we only want to buy from you. And so it was really cool. And you met some interesting people, and you met some really cool people. That, like, it was really awesome to do a job like that. That was the first time I've ever really done something like that, that you're interacting with hundreds and hundreds of people each day.
Yeah.
So that was really awesome for me, too. And it was interesting that you said that to me, the getting to know people and getting to know your customers.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And everybody's been so nice. You know, we've had some hiccups with, you know, wait times or, you know, like, you know, certain people that are doing the, you know, doing the cooking maybe a little slower. Or, you know, maybe the wrap's not as wrapped well, you know, but everybody has been so nice, patient, you know, just they're so glad Betty's is here and it's going to continue. So, and we appreciate that for sure.
Right. So what would you say your key qualities and values that you want to associate with the Betty's brand and the shop?
Just family oriented and affordability and quality. You know, one of the biggest things. We do have some employees from the previous ownership, but one of the biggest things is, you know, consistency. You know, we want to be consistent. We want the product going out. You know, when we cook certain things, like, it's just, we want it to be the same because that we know it tastes good. So get it out the same and just be consistent. You know, the face of Betty's, we're not a big place. So when you walk in, just friendly face and affordability. That's really all we want. We're not asking for much more out of our employees, and we just, that's what we do here. If you come in here and Taylor's working, it's constant cheerfulness. She's just like a ray of sunshine all the time, you know, no matter what, which is great, you know, because people appreciate that.
Right.
Nobody wants to walk in and see somebody all angry all the time, you yeah. know, or, yep. you know, in the back cooking like they don't want to be here. So, but that's the thing, you know, we think of Betty's, quality food and affordability. That's the biggest thing. I know it's kind of generic sounding, but it's true, you know. So, and fresh. Yeah. You know, we don't have a freezer and we don't have a fryer. That's like one of our big selling points. You know, we don't have fried food, and all of our food has to be fresh because we don't really have a choice. You know, it's not a big spot, so we all stuff, all of our veggies come from local, not necessarily local farms, but we have a local supplier, that Renninger's, that gets all of our veggies for us. And once the produce shack's open, we'll be, you know, we'll be looking around for different produce, fresh from the farm stuff. But it's because, you know, it's that's the best, that's the key to keeping it good, right? Yeah. Is to keep it fresh. So, yeah.
And like you said, to echo what you said, I mean, we've been in here a couple of times, us, me and my roommates, and like you said, when Taylor was working, we were in here laughing. She was back there firing stuff out. She was a little overwhelmed. Yeah. And she was like saying, oh, sorry about the wait time, sorry about the wait time. We're like, we're fine. We got nowhere to be.
Yeah. Hey, be honest. That's what I tell everybody. If you're new, you tell them the truth. You don't lie about it.
Right.
Keep talking to everyone.
Right, but you, like you said too, and that makes you want to come back because then it has that still that family atmosphere. I mean, we've mm-hmm. definitely walked in places around town that it's like, what do you want? Well, like not such a greeting face, and it's kind of like, oh, I mean, the food was okay, but I don't really want to go deal with that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so like that's awesome too. I think that's a great value to have is just be happy, be at Betty's. And I know that's your motto. I see the motto on Instagram all the time, and I think that's awesome because it's definitely true. And you guys stick to that. Like I said, when we were in here, when Taylor was in here, we were in here when neither of you guys were in here, and the employees still stuck to that. Still super nice people, very happy, willing to serve you as quick as they can. Sometimes they're busy, but they still want to acknowledge that you're there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's huge for me, and that makes you feel like you're valued at a place. So it makes you want to come back. So that's awesome that is you mentioned that. So I know you said a couple things that you plan on doing some renovations and stuff for the future of the shop. Any future on expanding or not really?
We can expand here, you know, maybe Betty's too in the future, but no, we definitely want to upgrade inside here a little. You know, we're in a 110-year-old building, so you're limited on what you can do. But we've upgraded the lighting already. We took some stuff down, some of the older stuff. We're going to be redoing our dining room floor here because it's getting a little old looking. And just stuff like that, fresh coat of paint. You know, our biggest thing, Taylor's a cleaning freak here and at home, but it's a good thing because you need to be. And her being like that here instills it in the employees, like, you want to be as clean as possible. So I know we're in an old building, but we still want to keep the place as clean and fresh as possible, you know, because it's still food service.
Right.
But we're going to do little upgrades what we can. We don't own the building. We are still renting. So we are limited by what the landlord allows, you know, and any upgrades we do benefits, you know, the landlords and whoever owns the building, which is fine. But if it benefits them, benefits us, then we'll do it. But definitely in the early future is going to be the floor. Right. For sure. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's kind of a tough question because you guys are new.
Yeah. And
like you said, obviously down the line, you might passing it down to the kids, but I'm sure that's also, that's cool to hear though, that you're invested in it, that you're going to be doing some small things while you can.
Yeah, and I mean, we just put outdoor tables out yesterday.
Oh, really?
They're going to be out. They're going to be out now. Just, you know, we have 17 seats in here, but there'll be six more seats outside. We've been talking to the Kutztown Partnership that's working on the Strand Hotel now. They're trying to get, I didn't tell you, benches out on the sidewalks through the borough. You know, just stuff like that, just to make it more appealing to be here and come here, you know. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
So I know you've mentioned a couple things that have gone unexpected, the prep fridge going down, the ice machine going down, but besides that, was there really any unexpected things that happened between the time of purchase and the time of opening and now to your point here where you've been operating for a couple months?
The time that it takes to put into a business?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, I know. I know we were, you know, a lot of people warned us about the time. You know, new business or owning a business is a lot of time. You know, there's a lot of time spent here, but there's a lot of time spent. Like, I do a lot of the book work at home. You know, so that kind of stuff, maybe I didn't expect as much, you know, time at home doing stuff, you know, but you never leave the business, right? It never leaves you. You know, we may leave here, like today, we have good employees here. We're going to have, we don't need to be here for lunch. But we got to go get some food and some supplies. And right. So are you really ever done with it? So I think that would be the biggest thing for me personally is, I know I was warned about it, but definitely the time. And a lot of at-home time still doing stuff, mostly computer stuff or book work, stuff like that, or the financial part of it.
Right.
But yeah, there's always an inclination to be here. You know, right. Even if we are not working, we're still here because if we have help, well, let's do something. Let's do that or do this. So, but you're married to the business, and we knew that, but maybe not as married as we expected.
Yeah, and like you said, there's a learning curve to it, because you guys mentioned it happened so quickly, really turned your life, took a 360,
sure,
and went a different course. But like you said, I'm glad to hear that you're happy.
Yeah. You only live once, so
yeah.
For anybody listening, just do what you want to do, because you know life is too short, for sure.
Right.
And that's kind of been our motto. That's our vibe. I was working, like I said, out of town, making really good money, but just not happy, you know. And now I'm wearing Crocs and shorts and Hawaiian shirts and listening to reggae music. Yeah, I see the kids. I mean, we put the kids on the bus every day. And that's one reason we don't get here. Like, you know, we have some services like bathroom soap and the mats and some deliveries and stuff that want to come at like 7 in the morning. I'm like, no, I'm not. I spent many years getting up at 5 a.m. That's not what I want right now, you know? So that's been huge for me personally, you know, is that, and seeing the kids on the bus every single day and being around for their sports and helping coach their sports and stuff like that. I wasn't able to do that traveling because I was in a hotel or on the road, you know?
Right.
So.
And that's awesome that you were able to do that while the kids are still so young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And I definitely think that's, you guys can't, not quality the family time that you're getting, even though it might be working.
Yeah,
they're still around a lot. I mean, we see them on Instagram all the time.
They are here a lot. So sometimes they come here and the younger two aren't happy, but they try and be happy when people come in. You know,
right?
Even if they're not happy, they try. You know.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's still something to cherish. I mean, that's awesome that you're able to do that while they're still so young. So. If someone came to you tomorrow, like, I want to open a family-oriented food store, food shop, sandwich shop, wrap shop, what would be the one piece of great advice you could give them?
Do it. Just do it. It's not easy. You know, we're not millionaires here, but just do it, dude. You know, like having a Nico Parfait is, you know, he's going to remember that for the rest of his life,
right.
You know, and the family time, and again, our, you know, we do run our kids around a lot, and we got to go get them and bring them here, or get babysitters if we can't bring them here. And but at the end of the day, it's worth it. You know, I said it's worth it to me because in 15, well, not even 15 years, you know, in 10 years when they're, you know, college age, or you know, they're gonna remember this forever. You know, Taylor's remember the ice cream shop forever. So just do it. You know, it's not going to be easy, but just do it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's really cool to hear, because I could talk that. I mean, my dad was around for a lot of my sports and stuff, too, and he talked about, like, he could have done other jobs or there was other employment opportunities, but then he's traveling on the weekends. He's got to miss football games when I was young, and I don't think I realized it in the moment. Now I realize it now. Like, that was really awesome that he was always around for things, and
sure.
He was able to do it while I was so young, and now, I mean, I'm in college now, and I still look back and cherish those things, so you're definitely 100% right. Nico's going to look back and remember that forever.
And the thing is, like, my father died about 2 summers ago now, and it's, you know, one of the reasons we are even here is because, you know, he died kind of suddenly, and we had all these plans for life and, you know, different things, and he was gone. So it's like, instead of, like just do it. Just instead of saying and planning it, let's just do it. You know what I mean? So now that's kind of how we live our life.
Right.
And Betty's is let's just do it. Why not? Yeah. You know? So You know, we're going to plan a vacation or two still. We have some good employees. We don't have to be here all the time, right?
Right.
I hope.
That's the best part. That's a great part of it, too, because I know, like I talked about, one of my friends from home has a convenience shop that his parents have been running for years, and they finally have gotten to the point where that one of them or one of the family members doesn't need to be there for certain times. I know they get a lunch rush, or in the summer it gets a little busier because they're on the way to like a campground and stuff, and
okay.
Someone always needed to be there from the family because they couldn't trust employees. They're finally getting to the point where it's like, we got decent enough employees in there, they can handle it, we trust them. So that's awesome to hear. And I wanted to say, now you're like talking about walking around in Crocs shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. That sounds pretty awesome.
I know.
That's living the dream right there.
It is. I mean, it would be better if we were on a beach, maybe. But, you know, we got to take what we get. No, but yeah, it's definitely been a big life change, but we're enjoying it. We have plans to be here for a while and try to grow the business as best we can. You know? So this is our livelihood at the moment. I go back as an electrician. Do some work, odd jobs here and there, but for the most part, we're here, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. I think everything you guys have said today, what would be standing in your way to not be successful?
Yeah.
But, I mean, the food's great. Like I said, we've been here multiple times, had multiple things on the menu. The food's still really good. You guys are awesome. Your employees are so nice. So, but I think that about wraps us up with the George family. Thank you guys so much for being on today. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you taking the time, getting in here early, and talking with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.